Hello everyone, welcome to Living the Stories, a UU storytelling podcast to use stories to bring people of all ages joy and comfort during these difficult times. I'm Rachel Kohler, the Director of Religious Exploration at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Corvallis. And today's story is as follows. Once, when the world was younger and the gods walked the world, Demeter, the goddess of the harvest, who taught the humans to sow and reap, who brought forth the fecundity of the earth, loved best of all things her daughter Persephone. Persephone, the goddess of the spring, who taught humans to revere the sprouting plants, who brought forth the blossoms and the new green leaves, loved best of all things her mother Demeter. And so mother and daughter walked the earth, and the plants grew rampant, and the warm sun shone, and the spring and the summer ruled over all. All was beauty and light, grain and blossom, and yet there was no balance. Hades, the dark god of the underworld, who taught the humans to accept death, who ruled the dark cold of the night, loved best of all things Demeter's daughter Persephone. Long had he watched her from below the earth. He was darkness and coldness incarnate, and he could not walk in the sun, but seeing the color of Persephone's blossoms and the way they shone in her hair, and the way she shone in the sun, he could not help but love her brightness and warmth, and could not but think how she would balance his darkness and cold. One day, late in the year, when the harvest burst forth, Hades could rule his desires no longer. He caused the earth to open where Persephone sat in the sun, weaving her garlands of flowers and grain, and he stood in the cool shadow and called to her. Persephone was startled by his appearance, pale and gaunt and severe as ice, but fascinated and utterly unafraid. In her curiosity, she let fall her flowers and took a step towards him. The cold air that wafted from the open earth was intoxicatingly unlike the warm air of her mother's world. Hades held out his hand to her. "Daughter of summer, delicate blossom," he said to her, "will you come to the underworld and be my other half and rule by my side? Will you learn of the darkness and the cold so that the world may know balance?" Persephone knew in her heart what she needed and wanted, and so she took his hand and followed him under the earth. She ate of his food, and she sat by his side. Demeter, her mother, was wild with grief when her daughter disappeared into the darkness. She wept, and so the clouds and the rains came. She railed, and so the winter winds blew. She knew grief, and so the sun slept and the snow fell. And thus did winter come to the earth, and for the first time, the wheel of the year knew balance. When half the year had passed, Persephone kissed her husband's cheek and said, "6 months have I eaten of your food and remained by your side, and now I must return to my mother and bring forth the spring and the blossoms. But when the year turns and the autumn comes, I will return to you." Hades nodded and said to her, "I will miss you, my queen, but it is in all ways good and right." Persephone returned to the surface, and with her return the spring came to the earth. Her mother Demeter rejoiced, and the plants grew rampant, and the warm sun shone, and the spring and the summer ruled over all. But when it came time for the autumn, Hades caused the earth to open and beckoned to Persephone, and she let fall her flower garlands, took his hand, and descended into the darkness and the cold. And so it has been ever since. But that is a story for another time.